You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning, everyone. Well, because we're a show that either is just extraordinarily annoying or likes to get out in front of things here, particularly before the end of the year, we were taking a look at all the twists and turns of 2008, and it occurred to us, you know, what were the projections that were made in 2007 that didn't come true? I mean, we've already had a listener say, I predicted Barack Obama would win the presidency. That was a good one. A lot of people got that right. About 60 million people got that right?
Right.
But aside from predicting Barack Obama would win the presidency, what did you get wrong? Or what else did you get right that might have been a lower percentage shot? 877-8-MY-TAKE, mytake@thetakeaway.org. The predictions game is our focus on The Takeaway this morning. Again, 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org. We've already gotten some great ones. Well, a lot of people realized on last Thursday night, that they suddenly needed a bankruptcy attorney because they were involved in Bernard Madoff's self-described Ponzi scheme. But a lot of people are looking at bankruptcy as an option in this economic environment, whether they're involved in a Ponzi scheme or not. And joining us to talk about the broad issues of bankruptcy in this record economic year is Phil Bentley, who's a bankruptcy litigator with Cramer Levin here in New York City. He's here in the studio with us. Phil, thanks for joining us.
Very welcome.
Let's begin with the Madoff business. There are a lot of people who woke up on Friday morning and realized they hadn't gotten the call, that their investments weren't involved in the Madoff scandal. And there are even some people who maybe were saying to themselves on Friday morning, aren't I a smart guy? I got my money out in time. As the litigation goes forward, as there clearly will be in this Madoff scandal, can people who pulled their money out, say, within the last 4, 5, 6 weeks, be confident that their investments are safe, or is it more complicated than that?
The problem from the perspective of those fortunate enough to get their money out is the losses, of course, were staggering, and
right.
creditors and the bankruptcy trustee are going to be looking for any way to recover money for creditors. And something called the fraudulent conveyance laws that's been applied in bankruptcies a lot gives them the opportunity to go after those who got their money out of the funds.
And the precedent was really established in the Sam Israel case, which was sentenced earlier this year. He was responsible for the so-called Bayou Ponzi scheme. And how does the Sam Israel case relate to the Madoff case in the sense that people who pulled their money out were suddenly vulnerable to having to put it back in and basically give it back to the bankruptcy attorneys because the circumstances of their withdrawal were suspicious in some way?
In the Bayou case, the bankruptcy judge applied this ancient doctrine of fraudulent transfer law. It's a doctrine that goes back to Elizabethan times, and the original case involved a man who transferred his sheep to his wife in order to keep the sheep out of creditors' hands. And nowadays, it's usually applied when somebody's being sued and they transfer their wife their house or investments rather than sheep. In the Bayou case, the judge ruled that investors who were fortunate enough to get out early had to put their money back in for the benefit of creditors if they knew of the fraud, which is straightforward. But here's the problem. He also ruled that if they should have known of the fraud, then they have to put their money back.
And that's what would be precedent setting, because that standard is pretty difficult to prove, that you knew that it was crumbling. And particularly when we look at the Madoff case, this man and his ventures, he was the pillar of credibility for so many decades. So unless there's some kind of paper trail or extensive testimony that individual investors knew that it was about to fall apart, that's a tough one.
The problem is going to be if the bankruptcy court starts looking at who should have known. And that's a debate that can go on endlessly.
Although Christopher Cox of the SEC has said as of yesterday that he should have known. So they're starting to be, maybe not a paper trail, but an evidence trail that might suggest what could have been known in advance.
And the question facing the courts is it fair to penalize those who either were lucky enough to get their money out or who got their money out because they were savvier than most investors and were able to see warning signs that others overlooked, or were diligent enough that they probed beneath the surface and found additional warning signs?
I mean, you're talking about something that could go on endlessly.
This could go on for years and years. And the question is, especially at the present time, when we're in the middle of a financial crisis that was caused by people not picking up on warning signs, do you really want to create a legal rule that penalizes those who were better than others at picking up on warning signs and doing something about it?
Well, let's look broadly then. I mean, you raise actually a really good point. I mean, there's expected to be a wave of bankruptcies, both in terms of corporate companies that are going under because either lending has dried up, they can't fund their operations, companies that just aren't doing well, period, and they've slipped below the surface. And then individual households are going to be declaring bankruptcy next year. What do you see we might predict it's a boom time for bankruptcy lawyers next year. Is that how you're seeing it?
Unfortunately, that's true. The current times are going to drive a lot of companies into bankruptcy, and we're already seeing that with the Tribune case recently. There's undoubtedly going to be waves of bankruptcies in the retail space, perhaps in the financial sector. This is going to be another bankruptcy boom time.
So what's your advice?
If you're a Madoff investor who was fortunate enough to get your money out, right now I think you need to sit tight and see what's going to happen and hope that you don't get sued. And if you do get sued, I think you need to keep your fingers crossed that the courts will do the right thing.
And in a situation where there are thousands and thousands of people simultaneously in bankruptcy and companies, does it make it more difficult for creditors to recover their money because there's so many ongoing bankruptcy cases if we're talking broadly about the economy?
I don't think that that's a factor. The factor really is, will companies that are in bankruptcy be able to get the sort of financing that they need in order to reorganize and emerge from bankruptcy without liquidating?
And in a credit crunch, that's very, very difficult. Phil Bentley, bankruptcy litigator with Cramer Levin here in New York City. Thanks for joining us, Phil.
Thank you.